indeed you have. Yes, indeed you have. You have entered the no bullshit zone. Now, there is just something I would like to remind you. I appreciate whatever platform, wherever you are hearing this around the world, wherever it may be, I am appreciating it absolutely. But if you're one of them people, you like pretty pictures, images, video, anything like that, if that's what you want, then you might want to mosey on over to the Earnest Man Show on YouTube. Otherwise, you can keep your ass parked right here. Okay. So here it is. Hey, folks. How the hell you doing? It's Friday. Let's raise a glass. We made it through another week. I'm going to tell you about something that just occurred in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia to be exact. And if what occurred is not reversed very quickly, it will result in either the U.S. or some form of its coalition partners attacking Saudi Arabia, which in turn, other countries declaring sides will be jumping in and voila, you have World War III. Not necessarily with nukes, but definitely a global conflict. If you don't know what happened in the first week of June, it was made public around June 9th. Let me tell you why. This is a huge deal because there's news and then there's news. If you've been listening to me for any time, you probably know that I don't really have a tendency to get apocalyptic about shit. I admit that I do complain because there's simply so many annoying things going on, primarily being created by stupidity. But this situation with Saudi Arabia is something completely different. What has happened is that Saudi Arabia has ended their agreement with the United States to allow their oil only to be sold or traded in petrodollars. And if you don't know or understand what that means, I'm going to tell you. In 1973, Saudi Arabia made an agreement with the United States to sell its oil exclusively in United States dollars, which became known as petrodollars, in exchange for military protection, Western technology, and other perks. What the U.S. gained was a very sweet deal. By having Saudi Arabian oil bought and sold exclusively in U.S. petrodollars and reinvesting its petrodollar surplus primarily in U.S. assets, notably treasury securities, this arrangement significantly bolstered demand for the U.S. debt and the dollar, and all the other countries in the world agreed to pretty much follow suit. This meaning that the U.S. had the absolute monopoly on the buying and selling of Saudi oil. Now, Saudi Arabia has ended that agreement. So, to my knowledge, it has not been announced yet by Saudi Arabia what new currency they are going to go with. But the point is, regardless of who it is, with Saudi Arabia being the largest producer of oil in the world, this spells very bad news for the U.S. And if the Saudis decide to go with the Chinese currency, I can tell you without any doubt whatsoever that that is the same, for all intents and purposes, as a declaration of war between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia, especially if any of our coalition partners, France, Britain, Germany, Canada, and a few others, decide to go with that new currency as well. In very short, this is a powder keg of unprecedented proportions, which is why I told you in the beginning, this is a situation that will very quickly lead to a world conflict. And that is an absolute fact. Not speculation. So why is Saudi Arabia doing this, you might intelligently ask? Ironically, because in terms of advantage, what capitalism has preached to Saudi Arabia and so many other places all over the world for so many years, the selfless doctrine has always been the same. What's in it for me? Well, at this point, it seems the Saudis have finally figured out that the U.S. is not the only whore in the whorehouse, that they can end up with a much sweeter deal by making the same kind of deal with some other country versus the U.S. In other words, the Saudis have finally decided to pursue the free market, and this puts the U.S. in a very bad position, which is the equivalent of pissing off mobsters. And as I'm sure you probably know, mobsters don't like to be put in really bad positions. They like putting others in really bad positions. If the Saudis don't pretty quickly reverse this terrible decision, which is the bullshit you're going to hear on the corporate slash government owned news media. Remember, the U.S. government is basically like a mob that will probably initially send a couple of their boys, aka foreign envoys, with economic or military brass knuckles to convince the Saudis to do the right thing, or else. In this case, I can only see two real options for the U.S. in this situation with Saudi Arabia. First, they could try diplomacy, promising to give Saudi Arabia more of what it wants, whatever hell that might be, if the Saudis will just go back to the original deal we had with them. The problem with that, though, is that it pretty much is what Rome began to do when it started to lose its empire. Basically, Rome started appeasing its many enemy invaders with gold because it simply didn't have the manpower to defend itself from all the various tribal invaders. But eventually, there simply wasn't enough gold to buy off the invading hordes anymore. And eventually, the hordes just said, fuck it, and invaded Rome, raping, pillaging, and plundering Rome several times until it simply collapsed. By the way, if anything I just said even sounds vaguely familiar concerning our friends from the South, you just got a fucking A+ for paying attention. The second option is to make up or create an excuse, any fucking excuse. And the U.S. military is very good at doing this. They've been doing this shit for many years. To attack and invade Saudi Arabia. Just simply go in with their guns fucking blazing. Especially if we have help from our coalition partners. And do a whole bunch of whoop ass. They can make sure to send some really cool video to the media, especially if it looks like a video game. Americans will love it. One of several problems with this strategy, however, is that it simply can't be maintained. It's one thing to conquer a town or a city or, hell, even a country. It's quite another to hold it. I could talk on this subject much longer, but I don't want to talk your ears off. So I'll wrap it up with this. Pay close attention to what develops in the Middle East, particularly with Saudi Arabia in the next few weeks, because like I said, this is a very big deal. On June 28, 1914, Archduke Franz Ferdinand was assassinated by a Serbian nationalist. Ferdinand's murder, in and of itself, was not that big of a deal, but it was absolutely used as a pretext for beginning the First World War, which only took a few weeks to get going. Now consider that just about everything that powers America, economic and otherwise, absolutely depends on oil. And you can bet your ass that America will not have that oil supply interfered with in any way, shape, or form. Do you get my drift? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Or do you have an entirely different opinion? If so, please drop me a line and consider subscribing. Or maybe telling all of your friends and family. Until next Monday or Friday, if this ain't earnest, what is?